If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, it's the Brett Mega Show. We were all yesterday hanging out at the ballpark. It was an interesting day because it was pretty brisk and cold, but the sun was like nice. It looked sunny, like it was a warm spring day, but you like walked outside and it like you needed a coat. Like it was just a weird day to be at the ballpark.
Yeah, it was like Fool's April.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird day, but it was a cool day because what they do at the Cardinals at Busch Stadium, they let all the radio personalities and TV personalities come out and talk about the team, get to know the players a little bit better, and then you get to sample a lot of the new food they have at the ballpark. So it's always a fun day out. We still always talk about it. Mayo ketchup is now at Busch Stadium.
Still the winner.
Yeah.
That was still the best food we had yesterday.
It's a restaurant that I've always loved in Tower Grove or whatever. And they have a couple of new locations. And they were at City Park and now Energizer Park. And we got to try it with the City SC. And now they're in Busch Stadium. I'm like, look at Mayo ketchup go. That empanada.
We need to like buy stock in them or something.
I am cheering
really
for them.
We really do love them.
Yeah. How was your guys' day yesterday?
I got a massage yesterday. That was really nice right after the Cardinals luncheon.
Did you go naked?
Yeah, did you go naked?
No, I was not completely naked. Did I send you guys a picture?
Of you naked?
No. No, I did not.
That would have crossed my desk.
No.
We all did get your nude.
No, I was talking about the massage room. I was going to send you guys a picture of the massage table and be like, haha, Dragon Slayer, but I guess I forgot to do it. No, I didn't send nudes to the show.
Okay, so we had actually had this conversation of what you're supposed to do at a massage, if you're supposed to go naked or not. First off, the people who listened to the show were about 50-50.
Yeah,
half
crazy.
The people went naked, half the people didn't. I felt like almost 90%, if not more, they strongly leaned heavily. Masseuse all felt like you should be naked.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They said it's just easier to do.
Yeah. They all felt like they're like, do whatever makes you feel comfortable, but we would prefer you naked.
Right.
Every one of them. So if you're wearing clothes, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I did it wrong again yesterday.
Clearly. And thank you for not. The only thing you did right was not send us your nudes. We appreciate that, Hannah.
You guys dodged a bullet there.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Well, sometimes politicians can and actually do come together to support one another.
Do they?
No matter what party, yes. Because a Democratic politician in Idaho named Brooke Green, unfortunately, is fighting breast cancer. So a group of GOP lawmakers, 8 Republicans to be exact, shaved their heads in solidarity.
It's awesome.
Brooke said she never expected such a touching show of respect, but some things are way bigger than politics.
And I think it's just a reminder, though, although those Republicans and Democrats have strong beliefs and strong feelings on those beliefs, there's nothing stronger than us as humans and what connects us as humans. And those are those powerful moments that remind us that although we have different opinions, we are all in this together.
Exactly. What a good news story,
yes.
Kev.
Yeah, we all could use a story. It is almost impossible to find a story that like honestly unifies Republicans and Democrats right now, but Kevin, you did the impossible. Mm-hmm. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, let's play a little game of pretend here for a second here on the Brett Maga Show for the poll of the day. You get out of your house, you leave in a rush, and you go, oh no, forgot my deodorant. Here's the issue, though. You can either ask a coworker, but it has to be a coworker of the opposite sex. You can't just go to like, Hannah, you can't go to AB and be like, oh, we got the same deodorant stick. You think I could borrow it? Got to be someone from the opposite sex, coworker, not a friend, coworker, or you go without anything. What's your choice?
Oh my gosh, no hesitation, ask a coworker.
Really?
I would have no problem asking anyone in this building.
Just random coworker
to use kind of deodorant. You know, and guys' deodorant smells great. So yeah, I don't care about that at all.
You know, I think the thing of it is I think a guy asking a girl to borrow their deodorant does not translate well. I just don't think it does. I mean, you know, hey, you know, I don't think I sweat enough to worry about it. So I'd probably be the guy just going, I'm just going to just like do one of these and hold my pits in all day.
Before you answer, AB, I would like to jump in. I'm the same as Kevin. I'm curious what AB's answer here is. The woman, another woman in the room, I don't think I would ask any of the women to rub my pit on where their pits are or wear the women deodorant. I don't like a big, like, I know this is going to sound like very
are you
like
nervous of smelling.
I'm morally? Not a barely smelly person. Like, I don't think like my sweat does not smell.
okay. So, well, my sweat smells. So I'm asking a coworker.
Really?
For sure.
Both men said they would not do it. Right. Both women said yes.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
AB and I are very proud, and like we will not stray away from the fact that we do sweat.
And smell.
Yeah. You guys, the men in this room won't admit it, but the women will.
Yeah.
We're sweaty.
Kevin and I, when we sweat, it smells like roses.
That's right.
It smells that's like right. flowers. Yeah, that's how we do it. Mm-hmm. We don't need deodorant.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, so for keep it moving, what I will read a headline and then Hannah, you either tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. First headline, Hannah, in 2 minutes, you just tell me all these stories. What's the worst thing you'll do all day?
Oh boy, what?
Your morning commute. A bunch of scientists surveyed like over 1,000 people and said what is their least favorite activity of the day. An overwhelmingly number of people said it was their morning commute.
Well, I couldn't disagree more. People listen to the Brett Maga Show on their morning
commute. Yeah, they're probably so just, yeah. They're,
right. Actually, this is the best part of the day. You just read the wrong words. Wrong headline.
A man tried to use this as his lawyer in a very tough case.
What?
A man used ChatGPT in the court of law.
Honestly, I don't think that's a bad idea.
Judge was not having it, threw it out, doesn't have like a law degree. You can't just type things into ChatGPT, but he's like, look, man, I just gonna you say something, I'll type it into ChatGPT and we'll see what AI says.
Mm-hmm. And the judge probably is just scared that AI is gonna take his job too.
The judge was mad, but here's the thing. The guy who was defending himself was a lawyer. He just was using ChatGPT to do all of his answers. And he's like, no, ChatGPT doesn't have a law degree. He's like, no, I do. I'm just repeating back what my AI says.
And
so they threw it out. He was super mad.
Wow.
Hot dog towers are the new trend.
Nah, keep moving.
All right. 7 things your resume shouldn't include in 2025.
Ooh, what?
Your salary requirements, number one, should not be on your resume.
Oh, really?
Yep. You should wait until you're further along in the process. References available upon request. Bright colors or graphics. Your full URL to your LinkedIn page.
Everybody's freaking out on Canva
right
now.
Yeah,
right.
Your full home address is not needed. The same word over and over again, like manage, directed, responsibility, and a third page. Okay. Nobody's got time
should
for a third
page. Should you tell them that it was written by ChatGPT?
Yeah,
literally.
Just type in your credentials into ChatGPT and say, make me a resume.
Literally, that's not a bad idea.
Keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jerry, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. The real question is, how's Hannah doing? Hannah, how are you today?
You know, just dandy. I'm ready to win.
Uh-oh. Jerry, she's dandy.
So am I.
Oh!
OMT!
All right. Hannah, leave the room. Jerry is going to answer 5 pop culture questions. We wait for Hannah to leave the room. I'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. When she's out, she can't hear all the help we give you. All right, here we go, Jerry. A lot of people talking about the White Lotus. The creator of the White Lotus, his name is Mike White. What reality TV show did he famously compete in?
I'm going to have to call a friend for that. I have no idea.
All right, you can phone a friend. Kevin, AB, or myself, because it is my favorite TV show.
All right, Brett, let's do it.
Survivor. Yep, he actually made it to the final three in Survivor. Man was legit. He was awesome. This doctor drama show was just renewed for a 22nd season.
Is it Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, somehow that show is still going on. Ooh. Let's go to a hockey question. Alex Ovechkin just broke the Great One's record for the all-time goal scored in the NHL. Who is considered the Great One in hockey?
We were just talking about this last night, and I have no idea.
Can't remember who the Great One is? That's okay. All right, Sabrina Carpenter will headline a festival for season 8 of this Battle Royale video game. What video game will she be headlining a festival for season 8 of?
What video game?
Yeah, just think of the most popular video game that the people do a lot of concerts in.
Fortnite.
Yes, that is correct. Ooh. She's going to headline a Fortnite festival for season 8 in a couple of weeks. The Florida Gators won the Florida won the national championship. What is their mascot?
The Gators.
Yes, yes. I don't know how you got that one. Four out of five. We'll see how Hannah does when we bring her back in within one song.
All righty.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room to answer 5 pop culture questions. Jerry just got done answering them. Jerry, how'd you feel about the questions?
Really good.
Really good.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to ask you the same questions that I asked Jerry. Jerry, tell her how many you got right.
4 out of 5.
All right.
All right.
So you got to get 4 out of 5 at least correct. Tie goes towards Hannah's record. All right, the creator of White Lotus is Mike White. What reality TV show did he famously compete in? I have talked about this off air at least like 5 times.
Survivor?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
He was, yeah, and he made it to the finals.
I just figured if you're talking about it, it's Survivor.
This doctor drama show was just renewed for season 22.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. All right, let's go to hockey. Alex Ovechkin just broke the Great One's record for all-time goals.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes.
Whoa.
All-time goals scored. Wow. Who is the Great One? It is Wayne Gretzky.
Yep.
That's the only question Jerry missed. Sabrina Carpenter will headline a festival for season 8 of this Battle Royale video game.
Fortnite.
Yes. Yeah.
I did not know they had a music festival.
I didn't either.
They have one for every season. Yeah.
They Post Malone's been a part of it.
The Weeknd's been a part of it. Yeah. Florida won the national championship. What is their mascot?
A gator.
Gator. 5 for 5 for
Hannah. With the sports questions, I just want to point out.
Yes. Nice. Did not miss. She's good, Jerry. But you have to say this is Jerry and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Jerry, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
We're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show, and my son is turning 4, so we're doing what all 4-year-olds should be doing for their 4-year-old birthday party, living outside in the wilderness and going camping again.
Oh.
Do you guys remember we went camping?
How could we forget?
Right.
And you guys think I like stayed at a hotel or something and didn't actually do it.
We didn't think you'd make it back.
We didn't think I was going to make it. You guys didn't think I could handle it and survive. Not only did I handle and survive camping, but now I'm like, if you go multiple times, you're considered a camper. And so this will be my second time. I will be an official camper.
Why do you keep putting yourself through this?
Yeah.
Because
your kids had that much fun.
I'm like,
huh?
Paul, they looked at me and they looked, that dad knows how to use a hatchet. That's what they look at me. Dad knows the wilderness. But for real, my son is 4 and we asked him, hey, what do you want to do for your birthday? We're just going to spend time with me, mom, dad, and you know your sister, just the 4 of us. And we can do whatever you want. We're just going to do a small intimate thing. And we're like, we could go to a water park. We can go stay at a hotel. And he's like, how about camping again? I just had so much fun sleeping in the tent. And the funniest thing is he's 4. He's like, I liked camping except for the hiking part. That was just a lot of work.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I just want to sit and admire the stars. I'm like, shut up. Are you serious?
Wow.
He's like, yeah, just I want to have a nice fire, make some s'mores, and look at the stars. You think we'll see the Big Dipper again? And so that's what we're going to do.
You're like, it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, right. I have no idea where we're going. My wife found us a camp spot about an hour away. And we're going to set up the tent. Here's the real drama, though, is last time I went with a group of people that could help. And one of the other guys did help me with a lot of stuff.
AKA he set up everything.
He probably did. Yeah, he was like, I was like his assistant. Mm-hmm. My son said, well, Dad, I'll be your assistant this time. So it's me and my four-year-old setting up the tent.
You're going to be sleeping in the car. Yeah. Why don't you, like, honestly, like, what? I love that you want to do this for your son, yada, yada. But why don't you pivot a little bit and, like, rent a cabin or something so you're not actually in charge of, like, setting up a tent? Because I'm not a worry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I got this.
I'm worried for you and your family's safety if you're in charge of setting up the tent.
Oh, I love this.
I'm serious.
What did you do for your four-year-old's birthday? Almost died.
Yeah, slept in a car.
But he will then truly know that you'll never have to camp again, and that's probably what you're trying to do, right?
Are you is trying to it? Shut down this tradition?
This is it?
Yes, this is
it. We're going to learn the hard way, kid.
Ruin my four-year-old's. He's going to hate birthday parties for the rest of his life. Like, hey, your birthday's coming up again. No, not again. No,
I don't want any. Never. I just want to sleep in my own bed.
Do you want a cake? No. Like, just survival would be great.
But what about camping, like, in the backyard? I mean, is that an option?
What kind of man do you think I am, Kevin? I'm not a backyard camper.
Brett, nobody thinks this is a good idea.
Nobody thinks I'm... When people look at me, they see camper. That's you know what, we actually just posted up like different business cards, like what would be on our business card. I need mine changed. I need Brett Mega, wilderness expert, with a hatchet and a plaid shirt.
Are you sure you don't want to say lost in the wilderness?
Yeah, literally.
Like, it's actually not a business card. It's a missing poster. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's my 4-year-old's birthday. This is whatever happened to that guy. Come, no, I'm not back on Monday. That guy's gone.
Guys.
Damn, guys. Update time, because Hannah had talked about this about a week and a half ago, that she had gotten a DM from a modeling agency, like a real legit modeling agency, and she knew it was legit because she had done some modeling stuff in the past, but like usually they'll DM you like, hey, do you want to model for us? And it was like, she was like, sure, you know, throw me some hoodies or whatever, I'll model the hoodies for you. But this was like, you had to audition to be part of the model agency, and you went through that audition process. What did that like process look like again, so everyone kind of knows what the audition?
I mean, it was like legit and scary, like clipboard, dressing room, plain outfit. They told me hit 3 poses, and then I left.
And you don't have any experience. They're like, what poses? Like, modeling
yeah.
pose.
Yeah, I was like, glam, am I smiling? Vogue. Am I serious? And they're like, do what makes you feel comfortable, go.
And they were all
boom,
just
boom,
like,
boom.
Almost like you see in the movies or something. There's like Tyra Banks was standing there, mean mugging you yeah. kind of thing, right? And then you were supposed to hear back. So you finally got word on what they said about your poses and your modeling ability.
Yep. I am sad to report that I did not get the modeling job.
Aww.
Dang.
I did not get it. We're horsing around about it.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to get this.
Like,
I did
we
not.
Literally did. Yeah. Our last segment, we were like horsing around about it, and my family had like hyped me up and everything. And then when I got the news that I didn't get it, like, I'm very upset about it.
I was going to say, are you mad? Because if someone asked me, no one's ever asked me to model, but if they made the mistake of asking me to model, I would not be upset. So were you upset about it?
I was, because how could I not take it personally? Like,
No, those people suck. I don't take it personally. Those people,
like,
they got
like,
it wrong.
What was wrong with me? And I'm not.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, and I'm really, we all know that I lack confidence, but that day in particular, I felt confident. I had just gotten a spray tan. I had just gotten my hair highlighted. So if you know, like when it's done by a salon, it looks really good. And I felt like I had made progress in the gym. Like I just felt, for once, I felt like I might have looked decent. So then to hear that I didn't get it made me feel like, oh my gosh, am I ugly? Like, do I not have, do they not want to present me? Like, do they not trust me? What's going on? And so I am upset and I am taking it personally.
That does suck.
Yeah. How do they break the news? I mean, what do they say?
I mean, they were professional or whatever. They just said, like, you know,
you're ugly. That's how they do
unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately, like, we have to pass you up. But yeah, really? In my mind, all that's I'm reading is like, right. You're ugly. Don't ever show your face anywhere. Goodbye. That's
well, that
like
is clearly not
how
true.
I read it. As you're, a yeah, I don't know.
You're clearly beautiful. You are clearly an amazing person. They are missing out because I don't remember the company's name. They suck. We don't have to shut them out.
Right.
But their billboards, I'm sure they got blown over by the rain.
Hopefully. I don't know. And I just, now I feel bad because it's a company that I liked. So now I'm like, well, you didn't support me. Should I support you? Is that terrible for me to think?
No, like I don't think so at all. Because
it was a clothing brand? Is that, is that what it was?
And I feel terrible for saying that. And I know I'm bitter and I'm sure I'll get over it in a little bit. But for right now, I feel upset and I feel hurt. And that's like a thought that crossed through my mind. I'm like, you guys really chose to not support me and something I wanted to do. Should I support you back?
Is that how you feel as a woman, AB? Is that like you feel like people just look at you guys like as like these? As
I would always like pass by that clothing place from now on and probably just be like, I will never step foot in there. They hate me. I would probably be thinking the same thing.
Dang.
Yeah.
I hate that for you.
Yeah.
I don't know why it feels so personal, but it really does. Probably because I was gaining a little bit of confidence, which is so hard for me to do, and then it got ripped back down.
Yeah, it almost would have
so
been
now
better
I feel worse
for you to like walk in there and walk out and be like, oh, I did not feel good about that.
Yeah, like
then,
yeah,
then
right.
You would have been like,
okay,
well, that's
I
why I didn't
game.
Get it.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Oh, it's like I hate it. I hate it.
I feel as though I cannot relate to anything modeling related, but I have wanted jobs or wanted opportunities and gotten passed on them, and I do feel like they're so personal. Like, they're because what we, especially even radio, like in a radio job that I've wanted, because what we do is share our personal lives like this. Like, oh man, they don't want to hear my stories or they don't like me. And it's just, it really isn't the case. Sometimes this is going to sound like the most cliche two comments I'm going to make that are so cliche. Okay. The person who got the job and who's supposed to be on the billboard and supposed to be doing the modeling are the right people. Like, and you're going to find the right situation for you. So right. cliche, but it is true. It's they stay for music and movies. The guy who got the role or the woman who got the role is supposed to be in the role, and you're going to find the role, right role for you. And the other thing is, it really isn't personal. Sometimes they're just looking for a certain look. Like, if you were, you and me could have both done the same thing, they'd be like, oh, we're looking for like an average ugly dad looking guy.
Oh my gosh.
And so they really is. They're looking for a very specific look. And so it's not you. They are like, oh, we're looking for something right now.
They're not looking for you. They were looking for their niece or their daughter. And they couldn't, you know, they have to go through the process.
You think it's like nepotism?
I definitely do.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. No? I like that.
Yeah, yeah. They did some shady stuff. They were doing shady.
Well,
yeah.
If anyone's hiring an ugly model, I will do it.
Oh my gosh. It's going down, down, baby.
So last week, Ed Sheeran dropped his new song, Azizam, and some people love it, of course, and other people, not so much. And there's a famous TikToker known as Swiftologist. He's like a music critic, and he made a video reviewing his song, and he had a lot to say.
He is soulless. I think actually that AI was trained on Ed Sheeran songs because they are not created by people. It's also the same thing every single time. Shivers, Bad Habits, Shape of You are all the same song, and they are also annoying. Ed Sheeran is literally terrorizing me. He's terrorizing the music industry. We should be punishing him. Nothing Ed Sheeran does ever means anything.
Yeah, I mean, he really left a mic drop with that. And as crazy as all that those things are, Ed actually saw that video.
Oh, interesting.
And he replied, and all he said was, LOL.
That's funny.
That was
too.
His response to that criticism.
Okay, so he's not wrong. Like, I do think it has the same feel for all of his singles, like Shivers, Bad Habits, Azizam, all kind of sound the same. But I almost hate some of that criticism when people say that, because like they'll be like, every Maroon 5 song sounds like a Maroon 5 song. Like,
yeah.
They are Maroon 5.
Right,
like,
exactly.
They're going to have like a style to them. And what I think when music evolves, and Ed's talked about it even in the lawsuit, like it's the same four chords every song. It's the story they're telling. I feel like when you listen to an Ed Sheeran album, each song is different. Sometimes he's rapping, sometimes he has slow songs. But yeah, like the radio single version of what is poppy in pop culture is the same. Every Get Ready With Me video on TikTok is them getting ready with you on big TikTok. Every dance video you see on TikTok is people dancing on TikTok. When things are popular, they're all kind of all the same. But that's what makes them popular. So it's a single that he wants to be popular. I agree with him. I also just don't think it's as easy as he makes it seem. Like, I think that's what he's trying to do, is make a single that people like and is popular.
I mean, maybe he is saying that like everything sounds the same and he hates that because being cross-genre is so popular now.
Yeah.
So maybe he wants like more of a variety for Ed. But if I'm Ed, I'm being like, hey, I keep doing like somewhat the same style and it's working for me. I'm going to keep doing it.
Agreed. Yeah. I think like sometimes people say, we want you to be different. And we've seen so many artists do this and they release a completely different album. They're like, well, where's the old stuff? This new stuff sucks. Like, you can't ever make anybody happy, right?
Basically, yeah, you can never do anything right in Hollywood. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This woman needs some help because of her name. Do you have a name that people just never get right? You always have to repeat it 1,000 times. Or people think you're lying because of your name. 314-531-9898. Or I'm hoping that people do not call in with this, but I'm going to throw it out there because I think the stories are important. Do you have a name that you feel like you have to change because people just can't pronounce it? Or people do this all the time. Sterling King Brown talked about how he had to, you know, not go by his middle name and things like that. Like, this happens all the time because of culture differences. Just curious if that's ever happened where a name isn't as easy as you think it would be. 314-531-9898. 9898. There's this woman who's going viral because she says she might have one of the most problematic names ever. She says she has to find her birth certificate, travel with the birth certificate, do things with the birth certificate all the time because it's so complicated. Her name is L period A, and it's L-A.
L-A
is how you say it. Her parents tried to like combine two like ancestry things together, two initials of surnames, and that's how they created it for her and her family. And it's created nothing but problems in her life. She's like 36 years old, literally has to pull out her birth certificate and driver's license.
What do people call her? La?
They think it's made up. They think it's like a nickname. They think
it sounds made up.
Short.
I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. So they like think L? It's they think it's like yeah,
like Elizabeth or something. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we need you to give us your actual name, not like you know
an
your
abbreviation.
Initials, abbreviation or something like that, or like a you know a slang. I get this all the time. Two reasons. One. People, for some reason, can't get Brett correct. They're like, what is it, Brett? Or they give me Brad. Like, I'm always
Brad.
Yeah, I get Brad all the time. The other one is my actual last name is Mega.
Yeah.
And constantly.
Yeah, people never believe that.
Never.
No,
they make me pull out my driver's license. They're like, you're okay, I don't want your radio name. I know you guys have these stage names. I'm like, no, I don't have a this happened to me at work one time that there was this coworker of mine. He's like, hey, all the DJs and hosts, I have them as their actual name on my phone. It's like a cool thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. You can put me in as Brett Mega. And he's like, no, dude, I need your actual name. And I was like, I said it to you. And he was like getting mad. He's like, pull out your driver's license. And it was an awkward exchange where I had to pull out my driver's license and show him that my name was Brett Mega. I'm like, this is crazy. But I can relate to her. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah. You know, my wife, she's a Sarah, but she's a Sarah without an H. All right. And not that that's like a huge deal, but we always get mail or we always get emails or things or whatever. They always want to, you know, address it S-A-R-A-H.
And I'm all of these. I'm Brett with one T. People always put
two T's.
I have all of these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say the hardest thing about my name is some people, they just ask, do you got a H or no? And I never even care if they get it wrong.
We can't call AB by her actual name on the show.
I know. I was going to say, when I tell people in person, like, my name is AB, they're like, Abby? They're like, what's your... They never know what I'm saying. And I always have to be like the letters, A, B, because I can't go by Anna on the show, which is my real name, because I would get confusing with Anna and Hannah.
Yeah.
Or shout out that one commercial that called you Ab. Yeah! I forgot about that.
There was appearance. A, B was supposed to be somewhere, and whoever was reading it, like AI, Ab. Was like, hey, go see Ab at this event.
Go see Hannah and Ab. And we were Ab. Like, what did they just say?
Oh, man.
You would think it would be easy.
Yeah. Do you have a name that just creates complication? People never, for whatever reason, can get it correct. 314-531-9898. Oh, if you're listening right now and Starbucks hates you, we want to talk to you. We need to talk to you. Do you have a name that just seems to be problematic? Like, hey, even my name seems to cause problems in the world. 314-531-9898. There's this woman who's gone viral because her name is L period A, and you say L-A, but her parents wanted to put two sets of initials together, and so that's how they did her. She did her name. She has to like carry a birth certificate. No one ever believes it's like actually a name. It's not a shortened or abbreviation. And I get it all the time. Mega's my actual last name. People never believe me. What for you? What name do you have that just needs further explanation?
We got some texts. One of them says, my name is Catelyn, but people spell it or pronounce it as Caitlin.
I could see that all the time. Like, oh, hi, Caitlin. Yeah.
But it's Catelyn.
Yep.
We got one that says, my name is Mallory, but spelled M-A-L-A-R-Y. People call me Malary or Malaria.
Oh, no.
All the time. That's terrible.
That is terrible. There's no way this one's real. I'm just doing what everyone else does. What's your name?
It's Michael Jordan.
Shut up.
No way. Wow.
What up?
I loved you.
The greatness.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Greatness.
Way to go with the Bulls.
So, yeah, that's your actual name, Michael Jordan. Do people always think, like, you just think you're the GOAT or what?
So it's people think it's totally made up, and then I show up and I'm a 5'4" blonde white woman, and it's
like,
really
what?
Just a lot of times like, oh, Michelle. I'm like, no, clearly spelled Michael.
No, nope, I'm Michael Jordan. Were they big Bulls fans? Because my brother-in-law's name is Jordan Michael. His first name is Jordan. His middle name is Michael after Michael Jordan. They grew up in Chicago and were big Bulls fans. Is it just a coincidence or what?
So So my parents did name me Michael, just because they really liked the name. And then I actually married into being Jordan.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome. Wow. That makes it even better.
That was like meant to be. When you like that, your husband's maybe not even a keeper. He was just like had a good last name. So like, let's be honest, bro. Wow. You struck gold.
We are divorced. Yeah. Oh. I kept the last name.
Yeah. Too cool to lose.
It's right. Funny. You said you got divorced and you kept the last name?
Yeah.
I respect
that. That's a flex.
Wow.
Yeah,
you should. Yep. Thank you so much for the call. He doesn't deserve the name. She does. Terry, what's your name that has caused problems?
Hi. My name is Terry. So also, my first name is K-E-R-R-I, but my middle name is Denise, D-E-N-Y-S.
Oh.
And so the spelling has caused problems?
Oh, yeah. So I've had friends that, like, when they seen it on Facebook and I was just Carrie Denise, they really thought, like, that was my name, was Carrie Denise or something French. Like, no, that's my middle name.
They're like, did you know you have a typo in your Facebook name?
You sound really fancy, Terry Denaise. Angie, your name has created problems, and this is a funny story. What happens?
Yeah, so my maiden name was Angie Good, and I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for about 20 years. And when I started nursing, we had to all, like, sign our physician orders on paper after we acknowledged them with your first initial and your last name and your title. So mine was A. Good RN. I was a brand new nurse. Right, so I'm a brand new nurse. This pharmacist comes up to me, and she's like, honey, this is a legal document. You can't write A. Good RN. And I was like, what is she talking about? And I was like, told her, that's actually my name. And she was like, I thought you were pulling my leg.
Oh, I love that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm a good nurse. I'm a good RN. You know it.
That's awesome.
So we joked all the time that we only had one good RN that worked in our unit, and it was me.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hold that title high.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We're keeping moving. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read some headlines that are trending, and Hannah either tells me, keep scrolling. I'll doom scroll it. Or so I'll say, no, we need to hear some details. This story is going viral for some life advice and a life hack that people need to hear. She is 70 years old, and she gives advice to her 30-year-old self.
Okay, I always love stuff like this. Let me hear it.
So she's a content creator, actually, on TikTok.
Okay, slay.
Yeah, in her 70s. And when she turned 70, she goes, this is the advice I have for my 30-year-old self.
I wish I'd realized that people aren't thinking about you as much as you think they are. I used to stress over what people thought, what I wore, what I said, my accent, every little mistake. But you know what? They're too busy thinking about themselves to worry about you. Think about it. Do you spend hours analysing about someone else's awkward moment?
Neither do they.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. We never think about all the, like, I never go home thinking, man, Hannah, well, sometimes I do think about it. Hannah was awkward today. But no, you don't think about everyone else's awkward moments, so why are they going to be thinking about yours?
Right.
So don't, like, stress about it. I told Hannah, like, we're on stage at, like, that bar we were at on St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. I said, no one's going to remember. Just go out there and have fun, like, when you're on stage. They ain't gonna remember. They're too drunk.
Right. True.
Most people are too drunk to remember you anyways. The weirdest things left at Uber's list is out for last year.
Oh, I love looking at these.
All right. They release an annual list of here's some of the things that Uber said they had to pick up. A chainsaw.
Oh.
Oh.
Those are expensive.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, man. I forgot my chainsaw in the back of the Uber. A urinal.
Ew, why were they allowed in the car?
It's just bringing your own
That's
urine.
Disgusting.
Hey, how do you forget that?
Drunk people, man, I'm telling you.
What?
A unicycle.
Like, that's fine.
Divorce papers left in the back of the Uber.
Talk about expensive.
Yeah.
That's a couple grand.
10 live lobsters.
Oh.
Hey, man, call
I'd
that Uber.
I'd be so mad.
You got my live lobsters? I need those things back.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Is this a thing? Are guys handing out their business cards to ladies trying to pick them up? 314-531-9898. Are guys using their business cards the new?
So listen, I was wondering, can I have your number?
Is that the new way of, like, asking someone for the phone number? Like, here's my business card. 314-531-9898. 9898. Your friend AB, she has like a whole packet of business cards. Guys are doing this all the time.
I was with my friend Molly the other day, and she had to find something in her wallet. She starts pulling all the things out of her wallet. She had probably 4 to 5 business cards, and I was like, Molly, what are these? She was like, I don't know. Guys keep handing them to me at bars.
What?
And I was like, what? I've never heard of this. I mean, I don't go to bars often or really at all. So no surprise that I haven't gotten a business card, but like I've never heard about this from anyone.
Is that a good move? Because first off, I think it's kind of a douchey move. That's my first reaction.
Same.
Right? My first reaction is, who does this? But in the Hannah world of, I want to be transparent, you know their job, you know their information. True. It's all right there. Yeah. It's like, hey, are you interested or not? This is my business card. Let's do business.
It's kind of crazy because when you give somebody your number and stuff at first, you don't even know their full name. So, like, you're giving them your full name so you can look them up on everything now. Yeah.
So, like, that would be a good thing for one. So, first thing I thought is, these guys got to be total tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, I mean, it's just all really right out there. We're jumping. You two always tell me, I got nap to take. I'm not trying to waste time.
I think
here
it
is. This is a business transaction. We want to do business or not?
I just thought of this. I feel like it's a way for them to be like, here's my number, but they can't get rejected this way. Because normally you would go up to someone and be like, can I have your number or can I give you my number? They would be like, yes or no. This way they're just like, here's my business card in case you ever want to call me.
There's still chance for rejection. If someone hands me their business card, I don't know that I'm going to take it. You don't ever want your relationship to feel transactional, and that is quite literally the most transactional thing you can do.
Your first date is transactional. You're like, here's my resume. These are all the issues I have. Like, are you still interested? That's how you said you would do a first date. That is the most transactional first date ever. This is at the bar. Hey, I'm a roofer. If you need your roof fixed or if you need a date, this is what I can do for you.
I think you're kind of a wimp if you're giving out your business card.
What's the difference? Yeah. Like, what if he gives out you his Instagram?
Where's the chivalry? Is it dead?
Okay, what do people normally do nowadays?
You should ask for their number.
Their photo. So is that a thing? I thought it's social media handles.
No, if you're doing like Instagram or Snapchat or something, I'm like, you're in middle school.
You're done.
Never ask for my Snapchat.
That's what I thought.
Do you think it's a humble brag in a way?
Here's
my business card.
It's
first
total,
off.
It's not humble.
I have a business card.
Yeah, I don't got a business card. You have to have a certain level of job.
Yeah, I don't got a business card.
And then second off, here's what I do. Look at this. This is my business.
But don't you care? Like, what if he's saying I have a good, stable job.
But I don't want you to be like braggy about it. I don't know. I don't like it.
He's not braggy. Like, it'd be one thing to be like, hey, I'm a consultant. I make a lot of money. It's another thing to be like, this is what I do for a living, and like I make enough money they gave me business cards.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You gotta make a certain level above it to have a business card.
We don't have them.
No. I would also like for the guy to be the one that has to text me. When they give you their business card, you're the one who has to text them.
No, that's confusing because I thought because I thought women want to be in control for safety reasons. Like, hey, I don't want some guy blowing up my phone number. I'll make the first move so I know I can be secure. So this person is now handing out the phone number, say, hey, the ball's in your court. If you're interested, let me know. I'm not going to bug you. He put all of his information out there, what he does for a living. I feel like this business card thing, at first glance, I thought, tool. Then I thought, wow,
that's all the glance you need.
No, what a considerate human being. That's what I think to myself.
I think it's lazy.
Mm. I do too.
I think it's lazy and transactional.
So is phone numbers not dead then?
No, phone numbers are very much still alive.
Okay. I think they're dead. I think it's business cards are in, man. Yeah. And on a business card and a resume.
You guys are just mad that you don't have business cards.
Right.
You're damn right. And if I did have a business card, I would be slipping them to everybody. Like, yo, look at that. I'm fancy enough to have a business card. Still commercial free all morning long here on the Brett Maga Show. Is this a thing now? Guys handing out business cards are the new...
So listen, I was wondering, can I have your number? Can I have your number?
Is this the new can I have your number? 314-531-9898. AB's friend was like just pulling out her purse. It was like business card, boop, boop, boop. Like all these guys.
Like, what the heck is that?
She's like, oh yeah, guys, like when they hit on me, they just slip me their business card. It's like, call me if you need anything, baby. Is this a good move? Do people still ask for phone numbers? Is it social media handles? When you're out and about and someone's hitting on you, how do you expect them to hit on you? 314-531-9898. Jordan, you brought up an interesting question.
Yeah, I had a question. What if they made custom dating business cards? So it had, like, all their information on it, maybe even Instagram, Facebook. I think it's a genius idea.
I think if it was, like, custom for a date, I think that's kind of creative. I would like that
See,
more.
I think that screams desperate.
Oh, I was going to say scream player.
Yeah.
I know, this guy's got a custom.
He's not just giving that out to you. He's giving that to 10 other people in that bar.
Oh, I was just going to go to Jill. Jill, that's what Jill had pointed out. Jill said, if he hands out to 10 other people, then what if he gets like 5 phone calls? Like, which one is this?
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you describe yourself at the bar when I handed you your business card?
Yeah. Business is good.
Yeah. He's crushing
business
it.
Business is great.
I do think that maybe the reason he would do that, though, is because Lauren actually had done this move. You've handed out your business card before, huh?
Yeah, I have. My current relationship actually... So I work at a bank, and he's a transactor who comes into my bank. I gave him my business card because we had spent like the first couple of months doing over-the-counter transactions. And
I bet
just,
you
like,
guys
talking.
Were.
Oh, my gosh. Brett Mega.
Yeah, and then I gave him my business card with my actual number on it, and... He came in, like, he texted me that evening, and from there, we've been together for almost a year. So, I mean.
Wow.
Boom. So, every guy in their car listening right now just saying, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, no
All morning, every morning, we are commercial free here on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So it's been a while since we've gotten an update on Britney Spears, so I'll give you one at 8:35.
It's going down, down, woo! Baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
I feel like the headlines and the tabloids have kind of like taken a little hiatus when it comes to Britney Spears. But they're back because a source just revealed that Britney has called it quits on her relationship with Paul. So I was a little confused when I first saw this because I was thinking like, oh, geez, this is the marriage that's gone really bad. But that's not even it. Paul is actually her house like maintenance worker that she dated after her divorce that she had in 2023.
That's who Paul is? I didn't know who Paul was either.
I know.
But what does Paul do?
I know, yeah. Paul apparently works on Britney's house and was working very relationship-y with Britney until he wasn't.
Paul sounds like he's in a porno.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Hey, I'm the maintenance guy. Brittany, I'm going to clean your gutters or whatever. Like, geez, okay.
Yeah.
Good for Paul.
So they were together and now they're not. And I kind of was like, geez, I feel really weird that I haven't heard anything about Britney lately. So I went on her social media and she is still active on there and people are still concerned about her.
She's still doing those weird dance videos like up and close and stuff.
Not the OG one with like the tripod and the ring light we were seeing for a hot minute.
Okay, no.
One she posted the other day, she was talking in a British accent about her nails and she posted like 2 or 3 videos being so concerned about her nails and how she needed to get them done and they were peeling off, but she was talking not in her normal voice. So I'm still concerned about her and I'm more concerned. I don't know whether how I feel about this relationship because I didn't know anything about it.
I still do feel bad for Britney because I feel like where she is at mentally is because of the conservatorship and what they did to her. I feel like you can drive someone to mental illness and they drove her there. Like they locked her up and threw away the key almost. And now when she's out and they release her from the conservatorship, everyone likes to point out like, oh, look at Britney's struggles. Like, yeah, because look what they did to her. Yeah. Like this good terrible. Point. So
really sad. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
According to Hotels.com, 48% of us do this when staying at a hotel that we will not do at our own home. Hannah?
I'm going to say that a lot of people wear a robe at a hotel trying to feel all fancy, but they don't do it at home. And if you don't do it at home, this is your sign to do it. It's worth it.
Hannah's a big robe girl.
She is.
I think it's they don't unpack their suitcase. They leave everything in the suitcase.
Just living out of the suitcase life.
Yeah, you don't put stuff in the drawers.
AB, you just got back on a trip. What were you doing in the hotel that you wouldn't do at home?
I'm going to say you get on the bed like dirty. Like you haven't showered. You don't really care.
Oh, but you wouldn't get out of your bed.
You wouldn't do that at home, because then you got to be the one to change the sheets.
No one got a crux. Still up for grabs. 48% of us will do this at a hotel, but we will not do it at our own home.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. According to hotels.com, 48% of us do this when staying at a hotel, but we do not do this at home. Hannity said there was a lot of texts. This was the same guess. I'm curious if they got it right.
Well, no, we have texts all across the board now. Bobo says go swimming. Christy says being a child at heart, jump on the bed. Mm. We have drink coffee in bed, leave the TV on at night, throwing your wet towel on the floor. Using more towels than like you usually would.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's funny. Wasteful. Yeah, like, feels like
just be wasteful.
Those are good, but no one got it correct.
Wear your shoes around the room because you don't know how what's clean on the or floor? Dirty the floor is.
Wear less, actually.
Oh, just be naked.
Naked. What? According to hotels.com, half of us will just walk around the place naked. Never walk around your house naked. Mm. But if for some reason you're at a hotel and you're just like walking around naked.
Do both. Live it up.
What do you mean do both?
Be naked at home and out.
Be naked everywhere. Yeah.
I thought you meant like wear shoes while being naked. Like,
do that too.
That's real. Like, hey, I want to be naked, but I don't trust these floors.
Really make a statement.
These floors are too gross. I mean, I'm going to be naked, but I'm going to put some shoes on while I'm naked.
Mega Minds.
Kevin's family saved the Easter Bunny. What was happening that the Easter Bunny was in crisis and needed Kevin to come to the rescue?
I don't know if we did. I feel kind of bad about
it. Yeah, you kind of actually let the Easter Bunny down, to be honest.
Yeah, we did. You know, okay, so there's a new business opening up in Grafton, and they are hoping to have the Easter Bunny come by as, you know, to greet kids with ice cream. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. But they had to have a height requirement for somebody to be in the suit.
Oh, that makes sense. Those suits are really big. Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, the Easter Bunny's pretty busy, so it has to be, you know, a substitute Easter Bunny. And my son met the requirements to fit in the suit. And we're like, this is great. This could be, like, your first job.
It's going to be his big break.
Yeah, you know, you get to know him. You get to dress up for a couple hours.
This almost sounds like his big acting break. Like, this is going to be your first, like...
This is it.
What was your first job? I played the Easter Bunny.
This is it. All right. So... We kind of corresponded with this business through my daughter, Kennedy.
So you reached out to the business and everything.
Yeah, and we're like, hey, we got a guy for you. A couple hours,
he's
we'll
been
let him
prepping.
Go. And they said, that's great. We can't pay him because we're a new business and we're still kind of figuring out, you know, all the monetary stuff. But we can pay him an ice cream.
Oh, though, usually it's exposure. Like, you're going to get some really good Easter Bunny exposure.
We'll put in a good word with the big guy.
Yeah, you might get some other Easter Bunny gigs.
And then Jackson was like, couple hours in a suit for ice cream.
He didn't want to do it for ice cream.
He didn't want to do it for ice cream.
I'm surprised. You guys love sweets.
Would you have done it for ice cream?
Oh, I was like, got a bigger suit? You know, because...
You weren't tall enough? Why didn't you take the gig?
It's got to be... You got to be like exactly 6 foot and an X, you know, certain weight. Jackson is that perfect size.
Really? They were very specific.
Who knew? Asking someone to do that for free is crazy.
Yes. That was...
They were free. It was ice cream.
Yeah, it was
ice cream. I love ice cream.
Brett, you should do it.
I didn't know if I meet the requirements.
Well,
I'm 5'11".
So we're like, okay.
I'm actually 5'10". I lied.
Damn,
I just lied. I just lied about my height. I just tried to make myself look cooler. I'm 5'10", guys. I just want to confess. I don't want to live a life of lies.
He said that and then immediately regretted it.
If I had known that, I would have said, okay, Brett Meg is available. You can get him. Yeah. Here he is. Here's his number.
He's willing to lie about his height.
But since it's a new business and since, you know, we kind of know it's in Grafton and we want to help out local businesses, Kennedy was like, hey, I got a better idea. Okay, since we can't use Jackson, and since it is a free appearance, you know, they don't have the money to pay somebody, why don't you, as a business, contact the high school and get somebody for service hours to be the Easter Bunny?
You came up with that idea?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Kennedy did.
Still, your family. For the family, Kev.
You know, I mean, my idea was, well, if it's just going to be free ice cream. You got to pay the kid, you know? I mean, this is a first.
Oh, you tried to convince them to cough up money?
Right, and they said, we don't have the money. You're lucky we have the suit.
Literally. I just can't believe how strict the Easter Bunny is to find his substitution. Like, he's really...
Well, because
it's very...
I mean, there's only a certain height and weight you can be to fit into the suit. So, if you're 5'11",
and you like...
If you're 5'10".
And you like ice cream.
We got a good deal for you.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.